Hello,
Blog
Divas.
Talk Radio.
Hello, Divas, and welcome to this episode of Diva Talk Radio. I am Kelly Claypool, your host, and I am so delighted that you are joining us today on this live broadcast. So I have a couple of announcements to make, and then I'm going to introduce our guest, and I can't wait to share him with you. And yes, ladies, I said him. So he is going to be our honorary Devo. I didn't let him know ahead of time that in order to be an honorary Devo, you do have to strap on some stilettos. So Dana, I know you're listening to this. Hopefully you have a cute pair of pink high heels on. You don't worry, you don't have to send pictures, otherwise that's Facebook material. So, but anyways, we do have an amazing show for you today. Dana has written a book, and he has a beautiful website that just shares some inspiration and encouragement and what God is doing in his life. So can't wait to share him with you. But before we get started, couple of things. Our interactive chat room is open. I have Sarah, one of our production interns, in there manning that. So if you have any questions or comments that you would like for me to ask, or put it in there. Also, share this episode with your Facebook friends, tweet about it, put it on Instagram and all of that. So that way we can get the word out of Diva Talk Radio and then just encourage and inspire folks around the world. So a couple of things. If you would like to be a guest on Diva Talk Radio, simply go to divatalkradio.com and in the upper navigational bar, you will see Be Our Guest, and then it'll give you all the instructions on how to do that. October is just right around the corner. I can't believe that we are in the home stretch of 2018. Isn't that crazy? But we do have several programs that we are launching or that we are relaunching. One is our 21-day Diva Fast. And we've done this for the last couple of years, as you know. And just amazing breakthroughs and healings and restorations and marriage and relationships have taken place during this 21-day fast. So again, this year we are going to follow along with Jensen Franklin's Fasting Edge book, as well as the personal journal. So be looking for that in your email about the 21-day Diva Fast that starts on October 7th. October 3rd, we are hosting a four-hour online virtual intensive on starting your own podcast. So many of you have asked me, how do you do it? What tools do you use? How do you monetize podcasts and so forth? So this is a four-hour hands-on intensive. We're going to start with brainstorming your message, and we're going to go all the way through setting everything up to where by the end of the 4 hours, you are ready to record your first podcast. So it has been very successful for our previous students, and I think that you will really like that. Lastly, we are starting our scripture writing plans again. Several of you have emailed and said, you know what, I really miss getting that every month because I don't know where to start in the Bible. So the scripture writing plans is a monthly thing. It's free, and we pick a topic. The fruits of the spirit in the past, and we may go ahead and do that again as well. So for instance, 1 month you might get scripture all on love, and the next month might be joy, the following month might be peace, and so that's a really great way to get grounded in the word and build your faith tank and increase your walk with Christ. So that's also going to start in October. Whew, we got a busy month in October. Not to mention, I'm going to be traveling to and from Florida. As many of you know, my middle daughter is having a baby, my first grandbaby, and I'm going to be celebrating with her at her baby shower and so forth in October. So if you are in the Tampa Bay area, I would love to meet you. So just let me know. Okay. Whew, wow, that's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff happening. Fabulous, 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 though. So I want to share with you a little bit about our guest. His name is Dana Bix, and he is an author. He was born a left-handed dyslexic and falsely labeled as retarded as a young child. He struggled throughout his life with a disability until the age of 60. Isn't that amazing that, you know, God doesn't care how old you are. He will use you at any age. And that is so true of the stories and parables and so forth in the Bible. I believe it was Sarah that he allowed to have a child like at 80 or something. I'm 50, and Lord, you can bypass me on that one. But anyways, Dana lived with this disability until age 7. God, in his infinite grace and wisdom, woke Dana up and asked him to be a writer of his message to the world. Shortly after finding the humor in God's suggestion, and Dana, I am one that believes that God has an amazing sense of humor. Dana picked up a pen and began writing, right-handed nonetheless. Isn't that amazing? He's been writing books and his inspirational blog and so forth. And he maintains about 19 and a half, almost 20 million readers, which is absolutely amazing. So I will let Dana share more with you about him, but I certainly want to open up the mic to Dana and welcome him to Diva Talk Radio. So Dana, welcome to Diva Talk Radio. Are you here with me?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. It's very nice to be here.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I gave just a brief introduction to our audience about you. Go into a little bit more detail of who Dana Bix is.
Well, Dana Bix is not what I was. Built houses for years. I was very well renowned in construction. And, you know, there was a lot of people that followed what I was doing and would ask me to do certain things. I remodeled a lot of churches in my time, and I was, you know, very affluent with my industry as far as building and remodeling. And it was one night in July, probably 2010, I felt this hand come under my shoulder and lift me up and said, "Get up and go write." And I laughed and I said, "I'm not a writer. That's not going to happen. I'm dyslexic. I've never read a book in my life." And I followed what I was told, and I got up and I started to write. And one thing just led to another. And before I knew it, I was writing every second that I could get a chance. And things came to me, ideas, thoughts. It just blossomed. And of course, you know, it's been 9 years now that I've, 8 or 9 years that I've been writing. And it's just really become a, you know, pardon the pun, it's a godsend. It's just incredible. And it's even hard for me to fathom the amount of people that are following me because, you know, I'm just normal. I'm just a normal person like everybody else. I'm no different. I guess the only difference is that I can actually tell people that I've been touched by what has happened, and I've been able to share this miracle with so many people, and that's really, that's a very exciting thing to tell people that, you know, God exists, and you know as well as I do, Kelly, there are people that listen to your show, and they all have doubts. They really wonder if God exists. And
absolutely.
I'm one of these people that would like to tell them that, let me put it to you like this. it's better to believe in God and find out there's not one than not to believe in God and find out there is one. And
Amen.
The truth of the matter is, and to be able to wake up at 60 years old and begin to write, and as you so well put it, wake up in the middle of the night and become a writer and write a book is, you know, it is absolutely the very bottom line of my whole story. And I am so blessed to be able to write about things that touch people's hearts. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a pastor. You know, I'm a layman, just like everybody else. And but, you know, I have this connection where, you know, God gives me thoughts and gives me, sometimes it's just a single word. And I'll take that word and I'll research it. And some of the words are just as plain and simple as the word amen. And, you know, I've really had a great time with a story about that. And I welcome all your listeners to check out my blog. And they can they'll find on there that one of my extreme blessings is that I met Ann, who we met in 1985 and lost contact for 32 years. And she came back into my life. And jumping around a little bit, she got my blog started last July. And so it's just been a little over a year that my blog has grown to almost 20 million. And she said to me one morning sitting on the back porch, she said, "Would you mind if I put Bible verses with your pieces that you've written, your inspirational pieces?" And I said, "Oh, by all means." I said, "What a great idea." And I'm like everybody else. The Bible is very complex. It's very hard to understand, very hard to comprehend. And so she pretty much connected the link, or, you know, the dots from what I write to verses in the Bible that make sense. And I think a lot of people are saying, "Oh, okay, I got it. This makes sense." And so she also has just been a godsend to do what she's done, and has done a remarkable job. And actually, I owe all the credit for my book and my blog to Ann, and without her, this would never have happened.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. I definitely want to investigate more your story with Ann, but before we go there, I want to kind of bring us back a little bit to something that you had said, that you're not, you worked with your hands, you're in construction, but yet God is using you to impact your family, your community, and across the world through your writing. So what I think is so cool about that is a lot of times we feel we are not qualified to do various things, yet God steps in and says, "Oh, yes, you are, because I'm going to qualify you and guide you." And so I think that is something that is just very pinnacle on how the Lord just steps in and guides us when we're obedient to his direction. Don't you agree?
Very much so. I mean, if you stay in prayer, and like you say, if you're obedient, and I think that's an important word, but if you are obedient to God, and you allow yourself to be used by God, it's really quite amazing what will happen.
Absolutely. 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 One of the things that I shared with you before, Dana, when we were on the pre-show interview, is there was one night after my husband passed away and my son moved away to college, and then 10 days later my mom passed away, and my audience knows this story, but there was one night in October that, you know, the grief and the pain was so much stronger than my will to live. And even though I don't suffer from mental health or anything like that, I'm a very strong and vivacious person, there was just something that, you know, the grief was just very, very strong. So I went to take a bottle full of sleeping medication, and I didn't have a bottled water next to my bed. And that was the first time in over 20 years that I did not have a bottled water next to my bed. And I got up in a state of being numb and, you know, just not myself. Went to the kitchen to get a bottled water, to come back to my bedroom to take the handful of Ambien. There was 27 pills in the bottle, and that would have just been one swallow, and I would fall asleep and not wake up. And as I was walking back to my bedroom, I heard come over me. And I heard in my spirit, I'm not done with you yet. There is still so much more that that I have planned for you. And so at that moment, I said, okay, Lord, here I am, use me. And, you know, and he is. And I think that that's something that is happening with you when we are obedient to the Spirit. And when we say, okay, Lord, here I am, use me in my brokenness, or, you know, in the labels that we have been, you know, put over our heads. In your case, because you were dyslexic, you know, being labeled as retarded. Our stories through obedience and everything just makes a great impact with God. And so first of all, I just want to thank you for being obedient and being able to and be willing to share the gospel and encourage folks around the world.
Well, it's my pleasure. I enjoy, you know, Kelly is kind of funny. I don't really have the credibility, and I certainly don't deserve to be placed on any kind of a platform. You know, I just write what I'm told, and I don't do anything more than just give it to Ann, and she's the one that makes it come alive, either through the blog or in my book. And I'm very humbled. It's incredible that I am so capable of doing things and making people feel like I've connected them. And, you know, it's, I don't even know that I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's, I just do what I'm told, and it's just that simple. And I mean, I know that's a far fetch for a lot of people, but, you know, it's kind of like what you're doing. You were walking back in the hall, and you got this spirit came over you and said, hey, drop it. You're not going to do that. I'm not through with you.
That's right.
And, you know, you realize that right then and there that, you know, God's got you, and you're going to do what you're told to do and not think a big deal about it, and you just go on. And that's just kind of how I'm at with where I am at this part in my stage of my life, and I'm just so honored. You have no idea. It's incredible.
That's just awesome. That's just awesome. So before we get to your story that you touched on just a few minutes ago, being in your life, and Divas, I'm going to tell you, you're going to love this story. So all the single ladies out there, and that a song by Beyonce, all the single ladies, I don't know. But anyways, all of you out there that are single and saying, okay, God, I am meeting all these bozos, bring my Boaz. This next story is going to give you encouragement. Okay, you know that I am a very much of an advocate of marriage. And I loved being a wife. I loved being part of a partnership, and, you know, I'm into you, you into me, and all of that good stuff. And had an amazing marriage. And then when my husband passed away, I started dating about a year ago and found that, I am so. So when you hear this story about Dana and Ann, Divas and Devos, I'm going to tell you, you're going to be inspired and encouraged. So I think there's still hope for me yet at 50. but Dana, before we get to that story, share with our audience your website, and so that way they can go on it while they're listening.
I'd be happy to. They can go to www.DanaBicks.com, and they will find my blog, and they can follow along, and at the bottom of the page, there's a place that they can put their email address, and every time we post something, they will automatically get a notice, and it'll come up, and that way they won't have to keep going back into my blog site and trying to look up information. My
Excellent.
Wife posts generally on Wednesdays and Sundays, and then when she posts little footnotes that I've written, about twice a day she does it. So she stays
Wonderful.
Really busy.
That sounds awesome. That sounds awesome. Okay, so take us back, what was it, 32 years ago or 30-something years ago? Yeah.
1985.
Wow. Okay, so that was a year before I graduated high school. So 1985, I was actually in Florida at that time, and from what I understand, this story takes place in Florida as well. So so share with us.
Well, you know, it's the craziest thing. Most people like to try to control their own life, and so they plan and they map out where they want to go and what they want to do. And I'm no different. I did the same thing. I said, well, this is what I'm going to do, and this is how, who I'm going to do it with, and this is how things are going to be. And
that's right. You develop a life plan, almost like a business plan,
yeah.
But it's a life plan, right?
Yeah, really. I mean, you know, you've got to figure out what you're going to do, and by golly, that's just the way it's going to go. Well,
absolutely.
The first thing I can tell you is don't bank on it.
Right.
Because even though we really sometimes think we know what's going on, we really do not. And I think it's probably one of the greatest things about my life is that it's been so unexpected. I had no idea that an innocent evening sunset walk with somebody that I just met. She was in a situation, I was in a situation, there was nothing to have any kind of a prelude that there was going to be a relationship between us somewhere down the road. I mean, nothing. And
yeah.
Of course, the blessing about 1985 was, once we said goodbye, it was goodbye. There was no social media, there's no cell phone,
right?
And you weren't going to get a hold, you know, you might get up with a stamp, and that was as lucky as you're going to get
right.
It was probably a 13-cent stamp, and that was it.
A postcard in the mail, right?
Yeah, a postcard in the mail for 5 cents. And, you know, that we never heard from each other. And little did I know that she had moved back down to where I lived in Florida and tried to find me, couldn't find me. And so after a few years, she moved out of Florida and went back to Virginia and still kept looking for me, still kept trying to find out where I was. And it wasn't until December of 2016 that she actually found me on Facebook. And,
wow.
She was hesitant to call. She just said, oh, I can't do this. I don't ever call men, and I'm not going to start. And she said it wasn't until January of 2017 that somebody or something grabbed her hand and told her to pick up that phone and call me. And so she did. And I look back now, and I can tell you and your audience that there are times in our life when we aren't looking. We aren't anticipating. We are just kind of almost in a neutral position, and we're not really trying to perceive what God's doing, and we just let God do it. I hate to use the cliche, but it's God's timing, and that's really
right.
True. I mean, what had happened to Ann and I was God's timing, and she and I sit here almost daily and say, what if? What if we could have had all of these years that we weren't together, had them together? I wonder where we would be now. And you know, the truth of the matter is we probably wouldn't be where we are, because this was
right.
God's plan. This was God's. This was just what He wanted. And Kelly, let me share this, because this is the proof. When people listen to stories, and I mean, I'm one that does the same thing. I listen to people, and you go, "Oh, what a bunch of hogwash!" You know, that just isn't true.
Right.
But the funniest thing about this whole story is, and it's really ironic, the year that I started to write, when God woke me and said, "You are going to be a writer," and I even don't even like to use that, because I'm not a writer. I'm a messenger. But so many people classify me as a writer. But God said to me, says, "Get up, you're going to write." The same year that I did that, Ann walked into a publishing company in Florida, 1,500 miles away from where I lived, and started to work for a publishing company. And she worked for the publishing company, learning the business the same time that I was awoken and went to start to write.
That
now,
is
that
amazing.
That is a true story.
And
that is
and
a true, true, true story.
Yeah, and it is proof that God works out all of the itty bitty details behind the scenes. I mean, there's been so many times that I've questioned, "Oh my goodness, why am I going through this, or why is this happening?" And you know, later I find out, and I look back and go, "Aha! Now I see. Now I see why I started that program, or I went through this, or you know." And it's just amazing how God is behind the scenes working out the itty bitty details. So we have just about 2 minutes left in the show. So so continue your story about Ann.
Oh, I mean, what can I tell you? Miracles happen.
Yes.
You know, it's
yes.
It's a wonderful thing. She met me by phone finally in January of 17, and in February of 2017, I drove from out in the Midwest back to Virginia where she lived, and packed her up and said, "Come on, you're going with me." And
wow,
I said we played two ships in the night long enough, and it's time for us to find out whether or not this is a bona fide relationship that was meant to be all along, or you know, we just pipe dreaming. And it's you know, I guess the rest, as they say, is history. You know, she saw my writing, she couldn't believe the way I wrote, and she said, "You know, I really want to exploit with the world your messages." And so between that and everything else in life that we're doing, and there's just, we have been so blessed. I don't even know where to begin to tell people, but it
that
is
awesome.
When you're doing God's work, I'm going to tell you right now, you will be blessed, and you just got to hang in there. And you know, and I know everybody is looking for somebody. You know, let me interject a thought. I have found out in the past year, with all my writing and all the people that I've talked to and all of the emails and messages I've got back, I have found out that everybody is searching for something. They're searching.
That's right.
There's something in the middle of their heart. There's this void. There's this hollow spot that they're trying to fill with something. And there's not many people that don't have that. I mean, everybody is really trying to find that missing link in their body that just needs to be filled. And it's not necessarily a religious thing. It's just an emptiness. It may just be a hollow spot. But everybody is searching for something. And
yeah.
I have found that if people would just take a step back and breathe and relax, and just you know, give it to God and say, you know, Lord, hey, this is up to you. I don't know what I'm doing,
right,
but I'll give it to you because you can fix it better than I can, because I already know that I can mess it up. Look what I did. And
yes.
You know, we all have circumstances that we wish we could go back and fix and change and wish we could do over, but God's got an ultimate plan. And there are a lot of people that are heartbroken and have had a lot of things happen to their life that they wish hadn't happened, but ultimately there's a reason. And I too am the same way. Anne's the same way. We all have things in our life we wish we could go back and change. And sometimes it starts in a very young age. It could be from abuse. I mean, it could be all kinds of things. But there's a reason why we go through these struggles. And we just have to believe in God and have faith that, you know, he's going to work it all out.
Absolutely. Keep your faith tank filled is what is something that I coined back in 2015. So Dana, we are out of time. I know that this time has gone by very, very fast. So what I want to do is tell our audience that your inspirational book series is There Is God's Grace, or They're in God's Grace, and you can find that information on your website, which is danabixauthor.com, correct? Did I get that right?
Yes, ma'am. I believe so.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Dana, we do have to end this show, and thank you for coming on and being a wonderful video, sharing your story with us. I hope that this is a start of a beautiful and long-lasting friendship, and that you will continue to stay in touch with us every time you release a new book. Let us know so that way we can help you with promotion and so forth. So Dana, thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
Well, I thank you for having me on. I really appreciate you inviting me. And I hope all my listeners out there, your listeners out there, get to get a minute to look on my blog and possibly follow along and go out and find my book. It'll be at all the bookstores. All you have to do is just go in a local bookstore. And if you're not near one, it'll also be an ebook, so it's out there. And
that is wonderful.
I'm just happy to share the word. So I thank you again for inviting
Fabulous.
Me, and I will hopefully hear from you soon too. Also,
that sounds great. Well, Divas, all of Dana's information will be listed in the show notes. So I do encourage you to swing by his website, check it out. There's some amazing stories, and be sure to read the blog post. What was it? John, Paul, and Jesus? I might have gotten that wrong, but it's something like that.
it's called Jesus, John, and Paul. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Okay, that's right. So I was a little dyslexic right there, I think. So I just messed up the title a little bit. But definitely go check that out. I think that you will see the humor in it and get to know Dana just a little bit more. So, Divas, and wear your heels well and be abundantly blessed, and we'll talk soon. God bless. Bye-bye.